Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. This is the weekday podcast where we spend 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is that these few minutes would be encouraging. Now, this is all part of Sugar Hill Resources, and we have a companion podcast called Weekday Meditation. So if you haven't checked that out yet, be sure to swing by the website weekdaymeditation.com or just search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. And our hope is that these two podcasts together would be a great addition to your day. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of the truth of the thread. This last Friday night, we had our Good Friday gathering, and it was our record attended one so far, and we were so thrilled with it. But that night, we talked about this idea that Easter, for a lot of folks, feels isolated. For a lot of people, the resurrection and Easter Sunday feels like a standalone event. They know about the event, but they don't really know about the thread that connects it together. And so today on the podcast, I want to give you sort of a brief recap or a brief overview of the truth of the thread, because honestly, there are going to be moments where you bottom out in your faith. There are going to be moments when life falls apart. And in those moments, what will get you through them is not how you feel in the moment, but the truth of the thread. We all need to know the thread. We don't just need to know the event, but we need to know the thread. I know you know this, but Christianity didn't start with us. Christianity didn't start with the first church building and the first steeple. God started this idea of a relationship a long, long time ago. So we use three words to talk about this thread on Friday night, and I'll give them to you now. The first word is the word promise. The idea of the thread is that God has been making one promise since the beginning of time. The first time God made this promise was in Genesis 3 to Adam and Eve. They had blown it. Sin had entered into the world. They deserved judgment. But in that moment, God makes a promise and he says, one day there's going to be a descendant that crushes the head of the enemy. Well, that's the promise of Jesus. That's the promise that one day Jesus would come and defeat the enemy. The second place we see the promise was to Abraham. And we see this in Genesis 17 and verse 7, where God makes a promise to Abraham that even though Abraham was old, he was advanced in years, God made a promise that one day he would have a son. And the promise is that one day one of the descendants of his son would bless all the generations. Well, that's a promise about Jesus. The third place we see the promise is to David, and this is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. God makes a promise to David and says, David, one day a descendant of yours is going to sit on my throne forever. Well, again, that's pointing to Jesus himself. Then the fourth promise was the promise to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 31, verses 33 and 34, where he says, there's coming a day when I'm going to wipe away their sin and I'm going to remember them no more. Again, that's pointing to Jesus. And so the first word about this thread is to realize this thread was promised. In Genesis 3 to Adam, in Genesis 17 to Abraham, in 2 Samuel 7 to David, and in Jeremiah 31 to Jeremiah himself, God has been making one promise. And when God makes a promise, he always keeps that promise. So the first word is promise. But the second word that goes with this idea of the thread is the word power. The word power. See, the thing that makes this so powerful is that when you ask the question, well, who fulfilled the promise to Adam? Well, Hebrews 2:14 says, that's Jesus. Or when you ask the question, well, who fulfilled the promise to Abraham? The answer to that is Galatians 3:16. It's Jesus. When you ask the question, well, who's the descendant of David that sits on the throne forever? Well, the answer is Acts 2 tells us that that's Jesus. And then when you ask the question, well, who wipes away sins and remembers them no more, the promise of Jeremiah? Well, Hebrews 9:15 says that that person is Jesus. And man, I'm telling you, that is so, so powerful, because that thread that God has been weaving since the beginning of time goes all throughout the Old Testament, all the way through the Gospels, all the way up to the cross, to the death, the burial, and then the resurrection. Paul says in Romans 1 that Jesus was declared the Son of God by power by the resurrection from the dead. The reason why this is so powerful is because Jesus beat death. And so there's the promise. God's been making promises and he keeps them. There's the power. All of those promises are fulfilled uniquely in Jesus. But then there's the product of this thread. The product is that God does something different inside of us when we connect our lives to that thread. We get a brand new faith, meaning that we can't deserve it. We don't earn it. It's just Jesus. We get a new fortitude, meaning that we have stability installed in our life, that we're able to withstand the tough times. God places us in a new family. We become part of this community that's known as the called, that we're not doing life by ourselves, but we're adopted into this family. And we ultimately have a brand new foundation, something that anchors us, something that supports us, something that we can rest our life on. This is the thread. So today I want to encourage you, connect your life to that thread. The truth of the thread is what gets you through the ups and downs of life. The truth of the thread is what keeps us centered on him, that God made a promise, that promise is powerful because Jesus fulfilled that promise. And when we connect our lives to that thread, it produces something inside of us. Well, hey, thanks for being on the podcast today. If you've got any questions about this or any prayer requests, I'd be honored if you drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. But we hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.